With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Well, Republicans now have their fourth nominee for Speaker of the House, choosing Congressman Mike Johnson.
Johnson of Louisiana is a member of the House GOP leadership team, but lower ranking. A lawyer specializing in constitutional issues, he'd rallied Republicans around former President Trump's legal effort to overturn the 2020 election results.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says still not clear whether Johnson has enough support to win the Speaker's gavel and a vote in the full House. Iranian-backed attacks on U.S. troops in the Mideast are escalating, according to the Pentagon. A combination of drones and rockets used in those attacks, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. is bracing for more attacks and will respond appropriately. The White House warning of more civilian casualties as the Israel-Hamas war ramps up.
The Israel-Hamas war is already the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. And White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby warns that more lives will be lost.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody, it is ugly, and it's going to be messy.
Kirby says he wishes that he could say something different, but it's going to happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a powerful storm is manhandling Mexico's Pacific coast.
Forecasters have expressed their surprise at how quickly Hurricane Otis has strengthened, going from a tropical storm to the most powerful Category 5 in a matter of hours. They say that's a record for the Pacific Ocean. Warnings are in place along a 350-kilometer stretch of the coast of Mexico's Guerrero state, including the popular resort of Acapulco, where soldiers have been deployed to beaches.
The BBC's Will Leonardo. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures, 26 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 85 points. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in London say anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel earlier this month. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack. The police have responded by increasing patrols near Jewish schools, synagogues, and other installations. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for the past decade. This is SRN News. Buy a bag of onions recently? If so, this could be for you.
An outbreak of salmonella poisoning linked to bagged pre-cut onions recalled by a California firm has sickened at least 73 people in 22 states, including 15 who are hospitalized. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating the outbreak tied to onion products recalled by Gill's Onions of Oxnard. The onions had use-by dates in August 2023. They're no longer for sale in stores, but consumers may still have them in their freezers. They were sold to food service and other institutions and in some retail stores. Keith Peters reporting.
There are some 2,000 Vietnamese-made electric vehicles on America's roads, and Vietnamese automaker VinFast hoping that will soon be a whole lot more. The company plunging right into the crowded and hyper-competitive U.S. auto market. More details at SRNnews.com.